SiriusXM Sports presents
At the Races with Steve Bick.
Enough! Horse racing, handicapping,
interviews.
This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
We're going to close out the morning with Papo, with Papo Morales, and we'll look at some results through the form to win lens. And I've got to pull up the a couple of screen captures. I should put these on. I want to put these up for you as well, so that you can. You can see specifically the spots that we're going to talk about. Papo Morales joins us from AmWager. Papo, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How are you doing today?
Excellent. I thought that we needed to not just preview some races, but to come back and use the information and the way in which the form to win analysis, the way it manages to just keep identifying horses. And I was thinking to myself, Papo, about how do we explain the fact that a horse like Cole Bodemeister, a 52-1 shot, that when you looked at the PPs, just the regular PPs. I had the benefit of Thoroughgraph, which I use. And even you fold in the workout reports. And really, I looked at maybe three or four different resources in retrospect, going back to see, how does a horse like this win that race? And the thing that, to me, was most amazing was that, the form to win analysis had her as the second, essentially in a couple of different formats, either second or third best in that race. And so, it's not like she was a marginal candidate. And I can't even explain necessarily how the algorithm computes her speed and her, her running, her splits, but it's evaluating how fast a horse is, and it managed to identify her. It's pretty amazing to me.
Yeah, Steve, it was. I'm in the same boat as you, Steve. I was trying to get creative. We talked about this race last week, where a lot of people were going with VQuist. It seemed like an opportunity that was just right to have a crazy horse, and I landed on competitive speed. Finished third, but that wasn't going to get it done for the multis. And it was literally right in front of me. Both when I did my own filter, evaluating the race from 7 furlongs to 8, and she was third, and VQuist was second, and it was what they say. I don't know if you've heard this, but I always say this: the eyes are really useless when the mind is blind. And in that case, it was literally right in front of me, and it was a missed opportunity on that part, because the form to win speed, I give it a more weight personally than the average equibase figure. If it's a dual qualifier and they both fit my top three on both, then it's a horse that I always use. She wasn't the fastest on the average equibase, but she fit definitely on form to win. If you used it, what was right in front of you, you could have capitalized. Unfortunately, for that particular race, I did not.
I want you to lay out again, and I'm typing in to put this screen capture up, and explain again the catalog, or the category that we're talking about, because there's the form to win best, the form to win average, then the worst, and then the three categories for Equibase under the same three scenarios, average, best, and worst. And you can, by clicking on each of those headings, you know, the list will reorient from top to bottom. And so, you know, you can look at the, you know, at as many of these as you want, or as you've been doing, kind of comparing an Equibase evaluation in terms of their numeric value to the Form to Win computation, which is obviously internal and is taking all of the races, you know, together to create the Form to Win number. Explain that process again, and which of the two categories, so that people, when they look at this on the screen, they can visualize it if they haven't yet downloaded the app and gone to the website.
Yeah, sure. So when you open the app, the first thing that you want to do is just click the Analyze tab, and then it's going to show you all the different sorts of headings, from best Form to Win, average Form to Win, worst average Equibase, best Equibase, and worst Equibase. And actually, if some of those are not important to you, which I don't particularly care for the worst figure, you can take those out. You can just, so you never have to see them again. There's a tab on Form to Win at the bottom where you can order your columns, order and sort them, or take things out. So I go in and I automatically take out the best and worst. But I'm more concerned with average, because I want to, you know, any horse can pop up at one point and run a big number, but I want to look at horses that show consistency. So I just take those out. So then I'm only looking at the average Form to Win time and the average Equibase time. And if you click on each tab, Steve, you know, it sorts it from highest to lowest or lowest to highest. Well, in case of the average Equibase, obviously the higher number is the better. However, when you're comparing the Form to Win time, that is a time, so you want to sort those from lowest to highest. And what it does is it orders every horse, and you see every horse stacked up next to each other in the order of preference. So it's just an easy way to evaluate, you know, the fastest horses, all their data consumed in the PPs on one screen.
I just tweeted it out, and if you take a look, Papa, you can see it. You can see it here, and I've been looking on my phone, which, you know, so I'm obviously a little tinier. So if people pull it up, or if you're listening to the replay, or, you know, listening yourself later by, you know, podcast or on the archive, pull this screen up, and you'll get a much clearer picture, and it's really stunning. The Form to Win average had Vequist on top, and then Crazy Beautiful, then Whole Bodymeister, and then Competitive Speed. So essentially, it lays out the triple that was, I mean, I've got it here. I mean, the triple was ridiculous, of course. You mentioned Crazy Beautiful. I mean, she was a big number herself. She was higher priced than Whole Bodymeister.
Yeah, and I think, well, and what scared me away was from Crazy Beautiful was just the lack of words coming in off the layoff. But McPeak had her ready, and yeah, she did go off at a price also.
Here it is, yeah. 53-1 for Whole Bodymeister pays 107.60. Crazy Beautiful actually was 9-1, which that surprised me. Curlin's Catch managed to take more money. I mean, I expected Milfay to be second choice. I mean, she seemed like the one to reach for to beat Vequist if you were looking for an alternative likely, and then start playing with the prices. But this number here it is, the exact at 572.60, the 50 cent try was $2,531, the 10 cent super was $14,000. You had the 84-1 shot, actually, Penn Street, who did not show up as a contender. So you needed to find Penn Street some other way, I guess. the triple, basically for a buck, a $5,000 try here. I mean, just unbelievable. And it's right there on the screen. And I do this. I mean, I sort them by average. And I just, I don't know, I personally, I refuse to believe it, essentially.
Yeah, it happens far too often, Steve, and that's the thing that's a little bit unique about the app. It is strictly, like, it doesn't take anything into account about, you know, how the horse is coming in. It's not going to factor in workouts. I mean, you can factor in yourself. All it is, especially the point one, is the C derivative. So it's just going to lay it out black and white. Now, whether the horses run to that, I mean, it's showing you, based on their history, where they're at coming into this race. And, you know, then you can factor in, you know, the workout things and, you know, bad trips and everything. But in terms of the raw data, it's showing you technically who's fastest, depending on how you set up your filters.
And you just wouldn't have, you know, if you look at, you mentioned the Equibase portion, you can see that whole Bodemeister was not as attractive on the Equibase ratings. But again, whatever the algorithm, and at some point we'll get Alex on or you know, some of the engineers to explain how they did this, because that's, I think, you know, they're probably, in the overall equation, Papo, they probably would be interesting to hear from, because they were not horse racing people. So they came to this strictly from a mathematic standpoint. And whether, you know, whether they're involving, you know, regression analysis and, you know, the elements of, you know, the arcs of speed in a race and, you know, the diminishing speed and those kinds of things. When they built this, they had no preconceived notion about the game. And that probably, that purity probably contributes to this kind of apparent, you know, indice. I mean, to find a horse like this.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you, Alex. I met Alex and the team. They've been here to Louisville to visit. And they know nothing about racing. They're programmers and statistical guys. And then, you know, Alex has had the great idea of working with us to present the data in a different way, which, you know, I think is okay. You know, for some people, traditional PPs are the way to go, and I still like looking at traditional PPs myself, but the form to win is just a different way of looking at things. And I, you know, in an industry that's sometimes not ready to jump on to change or to try new things, I think this is a real opportunity.
And I'll put up another screen capture from Friday night as well, because the 15-1 winner of the Cincinnati Trophy, she was second best. Wait for Nairobi was second best on form to win on average.
Yeah, and actually the form to win did help me out on Saturday and kind of saved the day, was that race 10, which was an 8.5 furlong, like high allowance optional claiming on the turf. I just bet the triple, as Storm the Wind said, and it had Psy Up over Malibu Moon and Blameless, and that ended up paying, I think, 212 for 50 cents. So, yeah, there's opportunities to be had using this product, and sometimes I will say you kind of go against what your mind's telling you, because you're saying, oh, this horse is just not ready. But, you know, throw them on there. You just never know. Opportunities like that don't come each and every day. I remember a couple of years ago, there was a horse called, I think it was El Tormenta, who won the Woodbine. Yeah,
sure,
so
sure.
I loved that horse. And I was, you know, sometimes get nervous, people aren't mentioning a horse throughout the week. And I stuck to my guns on that horse and didn't get tricky, just bet him strictly to win. And I think sometimes you got to, you know, you can take in a lot of noise, both on social media and just talking to your friends and everything. But if you find an angle and you find something, I would say if the price isn't right, you know, in terms of the odds are a lot higher than you expected, I mean, that's really the opportunity to jump on board. And I think sometimes that scares players away, including myself, like, oh, what am I missing? You know, this horse is way too high. It's really pulled on the board. But those are the opportunities to really cash.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up the Cy-F race. That was on the grass going long. The other races we've talked about, you had the sprint in Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Trophy at Turfway, and the one-turn mile when it came to the Devona Dale. I'm gravitating as I learn to use it, and as I, you know, and as I'm including it and including horses with it. I've been leaning on the dirt, and for the most part, and you know, we've tried to express that. This is not yet, it's not something that can help with maiden races with horses essentially that, you know, when you've got unraced horses, there's obviously nothing to go on. So it's not necessarily going to waltz you through every single card and every single race. There's areas. And I think as people utilize it, they're going to find, their comfort zones and sweet spots as they play with it. And, you know, we talk about the analyzer and, you know, hitting the button to make adjustments on the distance, for instance, and, you know, keeping the parameter on a sprint from 5.5, let's say, to 6.5, or, you know, you could just use 6 furlongs. When people download it, Papo, there's been some presets that have been included, so that there's those ranges or have been assigned. But as you get familiar with it, you can adjust those yourself. But if you just want to hit analyze and go with what the system has already created, that's fine too.
Yeah, and I think the more you play around with it, the more comfortable that you'll get. I mean, we all have different angles that we like to use. You'll find certain angles at certain racetracks, that tend to play towards, front runners and speed, and you can adjust your furlongs either a half or more or plus one or minus one. So it is something that you have to play around with, but you do have when you do sign up and download the app, you do have the last 2 days for every track that's run, the results, so you can go around there and try different filters and see if you would have landed on the winner. And then I actually spoke with Alex this morning, and the team is going to be pushing the new update to the iTunes Store and Google Play here by the end of the week. So we're going to start offering two free races a day. So not only are you getting all the past results, but also you can play actually with a live race and get an idea if you can find the winner. So that's something that we're looking forward to rolling out. And also, Steve, I'll just mention, I'm probably going to be demoing this on Twitch. I've already got the software downloaded, so I'm thinking Thursday afternoon will probably be the day that I just put a couple of minutes on there, kind of explaining a walkthrough, just to give a visual standpoint, because I know sometimes on the radio it's hard to visualize some of these things, but I'll try to get on Twitch and just talk about it for a couple of minutes.
Nice. We'll just give me the heads up and we'll direct people to it. And, you mentioned that mentioned this innovation with the couple of free races so that people can get familiar, not asking anybody to pay for anything until they've got confidence that they understand what it is and how to use it. And also my friend Joe McKay, just answered Joe, sent me a DM about the user guide, and I'll put that link up as well on Twitter, because there's a multi page guide that walks you through everything. I do want to mention that it occurs to me, there's the international side of things too. For those that want to look at Australasia, there's a whole we're looking at North America, but you do have the option, to switch over and look at the races from Hong Kong and from Australia. And, for those of you that are, looking at things that are, less familiar. So you do have that option. You're not just limited to, this is not just North America.
Correct. Yes. See, we have all the Australian content and Hong Kong also, and actually the Hong Kong Jockey Club was interested in possibly presenting this, giving access to their people that were on track to kind of analyze the races also. So there's definitely opportunities, and we just encourage people to try it out and give us feedback also. I mean, the great thing about this is we want feedback. We can build more into it. And that's, you know, that's always important is to hear from your clients and customers about what they think and how we can make it better. We're always open to doing that.
Any, you got a play for today at all?
Oh, Steve, haven't looked at anything today.
All right.
We'll see. Maybe tomorrow I'll text you or something if I find something at Tampa Gulfstream we're running tomorrow. But I didn't look at anything today.
All right. I'm just to show you how quickly you can pull something together. I'm just looking at parks later today, and the eighth race, 7,500, nine winners of four lifetime. Wildcatting, the five on average, 15-1. There you go. let's see if an instant. I just picked a race just at random and has a clear edge on this field on form to win average. So how about the five in the eighth race today? Wildcat and 15-1. We'll try that.
Yeah, best of luck, Steve. That should be fun. I'll have to watch that race.
Papo Morales, Papo Core One. Formtowin.com. Come download it, and we're gonna utilize it together and learn it together and win with it together. Thanks to Shug. Had an unbelievable 45 minutes with Shug this morning. Doug O'Neill, Andy Serling, Gary Falter, 2 o'clock today. Register for the owner conference. Nick Luck about our situation that we're following with Gordon Elliott. And Papo Morales just now. Good luck today, everybody. Back tomorrow, Wednesday. Sid Fernando, Sire Watch Pedigree Focus, and much, much more. Talk to you then.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Why, in the past decade, has BRL Equine become the premier equine supplement company in the industry? Because we spend millions in research and development before we ever put out a product. Because we use only FDA-supervised facilities to manufacture for us. Because what we say is in them is in them. Because they work. Because if you're not happy, I'll give you your money back. And because top trainers and veterinarians in thoroughbred racing, standardbred racing, three-day eventing, and barrel racing all trust in BRL Equine. Shouldn't you? To find out more how Flexify HA, Unlock, Bleeder Shield, and EPO Equine can help you, contact me, Joseph Vellante, 215-501-6880.